The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, but I have a busy show today. On the 22nd of January, 2020, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Oh, my gosh. It's dark out. Sue, you've been here for, what, 2 hours?
It's been a while. And a little bit foggy if people are traveling.
Yeah. So what's weather look like for the rest of the week?
Okay, today a 30% chance of showers and a high of 53 and a low of right around 43 with mostly cloudy skies. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 60. A little bit breezy, and for tomorrow night, a 50% chance of showers. We could see rain by Friday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4, partly sunny, maybe high of 58 for Friday. So, yeah, it looks like might see some sunshine. Then for the weekend, it looks like more rain, highs in the upper 50s. In downtown Reading, partly cloudy. Red Bluff is 50, 49 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, 46 degrees in downtown Reading. So far, so good. Looks like all roads are open. Just snowplows working out and about this morning. This is on 44, also on 89. And if you're heading 299 west towards the coast, snowplows working near Willow Creek. Now, this just in, an animal hazard reported this morning north of Weed. This is near Oberlin Road and Delphic Road. Apparently, there's an animal in the roadway, and the only time they report that is if it's a very big animal. It hasn't been identified. So, Carl, now back to you.
Okay. Hey, the weather and... You know what? We'll throw in the road reports brought to you by a veteran-owned business from Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane reaches out to our community to help in so many different ways. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's helping the car fire survivors. It's doing a number of things. You can reach them by 365-3793. It's Wednesday. I have my movie critic here.
Hello.
The esteemed, the valued. We call him the El Segundo of movies. Maybe more than that. Maybe the El Jefe of movies. Of course, Robert Burt.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
We watched Hustler the other night.
Hustlers.
Yeah. It did. There was nothing. We saw nothing. Of course, you know, we're not film critics. But we saw nothing in Jennifer Lopez. Right, Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, and her performance.
And her performance that would get her up to that level of, you know, of being nominated.
Really?
You did.
I definitely did. I thought.
And what was it? I saw Jennifer Lopez kind of
playing.
Hello. Okay, playing Jennifer Lopez. Every so often we'll have a static charge hit us, and what it does is it'll click off a microphone for some reason, and we've got plastic out.
And you know, I figured out how to fix that.
But you did.
Yay, I did.
Sue has taken over as our engineer. And she has just been doing a bang-up job so far, got us everybody online and keeping it that way. No, it was just Linda and I both saw it, you know, and the movie, of course, it's, you know, when I see based on a true story, you know, that it tells me nothing. Okay, there was some girls that were essentially rolling guys, used drugging them and then rolling them like this is okay. I mean, even if they're, you know, if someone were pigs or what, but they made a mistake and they rolled some guy. And what they did was they put drugs in their drinks. Then they take their credit cards. And they took this guy's mortgage payment and used his business credit card. And he calls him up. And he goes, wait a minute, I need that money back. And then when they laughed at him, essentially, he went to the police. So you thought why did you think her performance was Oscar level?
I thought that the amount of energy she brought to the screen was absolutely insane. And I think Hustlers is the type of movie that easily could have been way over the top and way over dramatized. But I thought that Jennifer Lopez was able to give a performance that was...
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm just kind of like... I'm kind of crumpling my paper here because I saw something there. So I'm sorry. She gave that kind of performance, huh?
I think, yeah, with all of the energy that she brought on screen and the confidence. You know, you said earlier you thought that it was just Jennifer Lopez playing Jennifer Lopez. And I think that that can honestly be said about a lot of award-winning performances.
Well, John Wayne did, and he played himself all the time and was so good at it.
And even this year, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Brad Pitt is playing Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And yet he's basically winning every single supporting actor award.
Yeah, but you know what? And that's true. But maybe it was – I don't know. It just – you know, maybe we shouldn't have seen Judy before we saw Hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Renee Zellweger did such a fantastic job in that.
Yeah, transformative for sure.
So, okay. So you think – but she wasn't even nominated, though.
No, she wasn't. That was one of the big surprises, is that she didn't get nominated, and instead Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell took her place, which was very surprising.
Well, people are saying that she did a wonderful job in that, though.
Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her performance in Richard Jewell is – it's another thing where it brought the movie up a bunch of notches, just like Jennifer Lopez's performance, because there's a lot of scenes – in Richard Jewell, where Kathy Bates is complaining about, like, the most mundane things. Because, obviously, her son is accused of this horrible bombing. But
being railroaded into it.
Yeah. Right. And there's a certain scene where she's complaining about her Tupperware, because they're taking her Tupperware and investigating it. And with most actresses, that would be funny. But with Kathy Bates, it's, like, heartbreaking. And it's, like, wonderful how she portrayed that.
They were taking her Tupperware.
Yeah. And you think it would be cheesy, but the way that Kathy Bates pulls it off, it's heartbreaking.
You know, you see her in so many different things. I mean, that one, The Water Boy, when she played this over-the-top mom from the Bayous, from Adam Sandler in his comedy. And then you see her in Misery. And then now into this. And Richard Jewell, I have not seen that yet, but I want to. Okay, so what else is going on? What's coming out this week? Somebody's telling me about a movie that's coming out that's got to do with the military or something. Not 1917. Went and saw that. Incredible movie.
Absolutely.
Incredible movie. So is there another one you know of that's coming out like that?
Not to my recollection.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
People working here saw the commercials twice the trailers twice.
Yeah.
And said they were great. Okay, so what are you looking at this week?
Well, this weekend we have a movie coming out called The Gentlemen. Now, this is directed by Guy Ritchie, who most recently did the live-action Aladdin remake. But he's also done movies like Snatch and Sherlock Holmes and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And this one stars Matthew McConaughey, Colin Farrell, Charlie Hunnam, Henry Golding, Hugh Grant, and a bunch of famous actors.
Yeah, you know, I saw one trailer on that.
Yeah.
So what do you think of this one?
I think that it looks pretty exciting. From the trailer, I wasn't really sure how it's going to turn out because it's...
Is it a comedy?
It's like a dark comedy mixed with action, mixed with thriller. The thing is that it's coming out in January, and January is notorious for being the month where all the bad movies come out. So and especially with Guy Ritchie's last movie being as bad as it was with Aladdin.
Oh, okay.
I was worried that this was going to be another misstep by him, but early reviews are really, really shining for this. It's sitting at 78 or 79% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience is just eating it up. They're loving it, and the critics are as well. So it's looking like it's going to be a pretty big hit this weekend.
Okay. Now, there's one coming out that everybody thought it was going to be a big hit, and it didn't. Doolittle.
Right.
Can you tell people a little bit about Doolittle?
So Doolittle has a $175 million budget, and that's incredibly high. That $175 million, a movie has to make at least $400 to make that money back. So from the start, it seemed like Dr. Doolittle wasn't going to make any money. So why did the studio make it? I have no clue. But it didn't make much money this weekend. It made 22, which is good if it had a budget of like 30 million, but it doesn't. It, again, 175. And I think that the biggest problem with this was the marketing of the movie. Dr. Doolittle is such a silly old movie with Eddie Murphy and a bunch of animals. And the new trailers were making it look like it was this kind of, I don't really know how to describe it, but making
it... It was an adventure movie, it looked like.
An adventure movie, but, like, too serious for what little kids would like. Because it's supposed to be a goofy comedy, and this one looked like it was trying to make Dr. Doolittle a franchise and make it look like it's this mature-type deal.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that it worked in the trailers.
It could be.
Yeah, I went to see Little Women with some people, and one of them turned to me during the Doolittle trailer and said, "Is that Dr. Doolittle, like the silly kids movie?" Because it was a completely different type of film. And I think that it's pretty concerning for Robert Downey Jr.'s future as an actor, because every movie that he's done outside of the MCU has been a pretty big financial and critical flop. The Judge that he did back in 2014 did not make any money, and it was not super well received by critics, and right after that movie came out, he signed back on to keep on doing Marvel movies. But now he's out of the Marvel universe, and he's did this Doolittle movie, and it didn't do so hot. So if his career keeps on going in this direction, then I'm not sure what's going to happen to him.
Can you stay a little bit longer?
I can.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break here. And, you know, I enjoy talking about movies because, you know, especially this one about the gentleman. So, you know, Linda and I try to get to a movie on a semi-regular basis, and this may sound like, because it's got a good cast.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've seen the trailers a couple times. Seems like it could be okay. But the big thing is when you're a little bit under the weather, and Linda was on the go this whole weekend, and her brother and sister-in-law are just down hard with some kind of flu. And they drove our car, and even though she wiped everything down, I mean everything down with wipes, she's coming down with something now. So, and the best way, I believe, the best way you can fight these things is get a good night's sleep and stay rested. So last night, you know, of course, in our Sleep Number bed, you don't sleep any better than a Sleep Number bed. You can adjust either side for the firmness you want. The Sleep Number 360 adjusts to you as you move through the night. It's the sleep technology that they have is where they've got another one in the smart bed that can then sense, that not only senses your movements, but then gives you little hints on how to sleep better. And, you know, things like turning off your computer or turning off, taking that phone that's always in your hand and not looking at it for 30 or 40 minutes before you go to bed. That helps you kind of, you know, ease down. They adjust either side. It tracks how you sleep. And it's proven quality sleep with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. And right now, you can save $1,000 on a queen special edition smart bed during the January sale. But you got to go down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store. It's next to the Vitamin Shop. Go on in there, lay on a bed. Let them show you where, you know, using a computer when you're laying on their on this bed, to show you where the hot spots are. And then how you can adjust it just by adjusting the firmness on your bed. You're not going to get a better night's sleep than a Sleep Number. We've had it for 5 years. We've never had a problem with it. We've had no problems with anything or any parts of this bed. And what can I say? How many times can you say that? Sleep Number, the official partner, sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And Super Bowl's coming. We'll be right back after these messages with Robert Burke.
The wrestlers, the tumblers, the clowns, the roustabouts that move the show at dawn. The music, the spotlights, the people, the towns, your baggage with the labels pasted on. The sawdust and the horses and the smell. The towel you've taken from the last hotel. There's no business like, no business like, no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, here on the 22nd of January, 722 in the morning, and a little rainy outside, as you can tell, so you might want to dress the kids appropriately and cold out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, you know, when you're not feeling well, if you have to go to the emergency room, you want to be seen. You want to be seen when you come in, not an hour later, not 2 hours later. Their average at the Shasta Regional Medical Center is under 30 minutes from the time you walk in till you've seen a trained professional. They've gotten your, they've gotten everything they have to do to start treating you for what's going on with you, and you're out of there in an hour. I mean, they've taken big steps to put more people in there to enhance the wait time so that your wait time is not, you know, so that you're being seen right away. They're trying, and they're trying, and they're succeeding because that's the way Shasta Regional Medical Center is. This and so many other things. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Robert Burke, and he's going to tell us where you can see all of the top nominated movies.
Right. So Best Picture is pretty stacked this year. There's 9 movies nominated. And I know a lot of people where after the Best Picture nominees come out, they're trying to see every single one before the Oscars. So in case you're in that boat or you are searching for a particular one, I'm going to tell you where you can find each Best Picture nominee. So the first two, the easiest, is if you have Netflix, then you've got two taken care of. You have Marriage Story and The Irishman. These are two Netflix originals, and they premiered in theaters, so they got nominated. They were eligible. Another one that's pretty hot right now and definitely a front runner for winning is Parasite. That one is currently available for purchasing online, but next week on Tuesday, you will be able to rent it online. And by rent it, I mean if you go on Amazon Prime or iTunes, you can pay $5 or $6 and watch it in the comfort of your own home. It's very similar to a movie ticket. 1917 and Little Women came out pretty recently, so they're still going pretty strong in theaters. So this week and next week, you can find 1917 and Little Women playing at Cinemark 14 here in town. Jojo Rabbit is probably going to be the most difficult one for you to watch. It's not coming out on streaming until after the Oscars are over. So your best bet to see Jojo Rabbit is to see it today at 12:25 or 6:50 or tomorrow at 12:25. And besides that, it's going to be very difficult to be able to see Jojo Rabbit because it's leaving theaters. They brought it back this week because it was Oscar nominated, but it's leaving on Thursday, so make sure that you go and check it out tonight.
It's a strange premise for a movie. Okay, which is that the last one?
No, there's a couple more.
All right.
And then Joker, if you are wanting to see that, Joker and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood are both available for streaming online.
Yeah.
So again, go to iTunes, Amazon Prime, whatever video watcher
on demand,
you usually
on
use.
On demand from Dish, and I'm sure also Direct TV,
right.
All those.
And those ones, again, are probably you can rent them for $4, $5, or $6. So it's, again, cheaper than a movie ticket, and it's in the comfort of your own home. So if you like that, then go out and check that out. And then Ford v Ferrari is not available for renting yet, but it's playing at the theater in Anderson at 2:30 and 8:30. So
okay, that's still around then.
Yes, it's still around in the Anderson Theater, not in the one in Reading. But so that's where you can find all 9 nominees. If that's your type of thing and you like seeing all 9 before the Oscars air, then go out and do so.
Okay, I know we got to turn you loose because you have to go to school.
Right.
But what's your favorite right now? What would you say has got a good chance of being best?
Of winning?
Yeah, of winning.
I think right now it's a 2-horse race between 1917 and Parasite. I think those two are fighting it out.
Okay,
right
now Parasite is it's not a science fiction movie. It's a story of a family that it's all from South Korea.
Right.
And it's all in subtitles.
Right.
And they start, a family loses everything and they go to work for a rich couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then thus Parasite, because they start taking on more and more.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. That's true. And if you're not usually a big fan of reading subtitles in movies, Parasite, give it a shot. You might find that it's a lot easier, and it's a great movie to start out with for being your first.
And what did the director say when he won the Golden Globe?
Something along the lines of, if you can get over the 1-inch barrier screen of subtitles, then you'll be introduced to a bunch of great movies.
And it's true.
Parasite is one of them.
Linda watches French, Dutch. She even watched Turkish. And with subtitles. But their acting's good. The cinematography's great. All these kind of things. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank
Robert
you.
Burke, thank you very much. Get back to school. Do well. Got any tests today?
No.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
All right. Take care. Robert Burke. But he's 17. You're 17. He must be like 17. And he's been doing this for like 10 years, being a film critic.
He's so good.
Yeah, he writes for the he's got his own YouTube channel. And not to YouTube channel, but he puts them up. His blog. Writes for the News Cafe and all these. So, have you seen any of these, any of the movies?
I have. I've been pretty busy these past couple weeks, so yeah, not.
She spends like 8 hours a day on the phone with our
programmer.
Our programmer for our production. We've got it down now, so that
we're so close. We're a blink away.
A blink away. Just have to make sure everything lines up there. The computers, everything runs. Is say you have a blank spot at 2:30 in the morning. Our old system would just reach down. We had the system, and it was called Brake Fillers. You'd reach in, take it, and pull it up and play it. The new system, which is so good in so many ways, doesn't have that. So we have to literally put a spot everywhere. So we've just made 20 spots, and using existing ones and the new ones. That if something, it's everything is scheduled. Now.
It is.
But it's easy to schedule because once we schedule them, it'll goes on until we stop it. And it's amazing how they didn't have something like this already built into this brand new software.
Yes.
Yes. It's been the one that's making us crazy. Okay. Today we have Celestina Trever. We'll be on at 8 o'clock talking about the 2020 and all the new things that are impacting on veterans, both good and bad. Changes in your prescriptions for people who are like that. Somehow the VA finds new ones not to pay for every year. But on the other hand, then they find a lot of things that they will start helping people with. As far as being on the medical side, they find new things that, especially in Agent Orange every year, that, like the Blue Water Navy, that was off the coast of Vietnam, but the water that they were taking in, see, they make their own water, the water they were taking in, the helicopters coming back in, or the fighters coming back in off the coast, were exposed to Agent Orange. A lot of them are getting the same symptoms, same cancers, and everything that our ground pounders and helicopter pilots in country were getting. So they finally said that, you know, you're right, Blue Water Navy is also getting hit by Agent Orange. It's how insidious this thing is. I mean, generations later, it's still hitting people. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. I want to talk about this guy, Pirate. I want to talk about the city council voting to solicit bids for running our tourism. I want to talk about the impeachment marathon, but I want to start off with over 22,000 people rallied in Virginia. And what were the results of that? And what happened during this? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living, California's premier retirement community. You can't say enough about this place. It's not an assisted living. It's a great place that you can have, a studio, one bedroom, two bedroom place. You can have your pets, a gourmet chef, and much more. All of this is at River Commons Senior Living. Call Brian today at 238-5981 and find out how you can worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. there's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to FIFI Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Celebrating over 10 years in the business here in Reading. 605-4567 is our phone number. We got this next 30 minutes. We're going to be talking, kind of be open line for everybody before our next guest comes in, if you got something you want to say. It's 46 degrees today. It's cloudy. Looks like we're going to get some more rain tomorrow, and it starts clearing up. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Alliance Heating and Air, bringing you this segment of the show. Over 25 years in the business, voted best in the North State. They are Alliance Heating and Air. Any makes or models, give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at the website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Over 22,000, some people estimating up to 60,000, were in Richmond, Virginia, Monday. And I listened to, if you listen to mainstream media, white nationalist, violence, gun-carrying crazies, fear and intimidation in the streets. All of these things. You know, I mean, after show after show after show on the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, we're talking about the fear. Everybody has Charlottesville, Charlottesville, Charlottesville. They put up, they fenced off an area. You can't come in here, you know, in front of the Capitol. Can't bring guns in here. Well, 6,000 people went in without guns. Another 20,000 plus outside, armed to the teeth. And I tried to put some pictures on Facebook yesterday. And pictures of who? Well, it's pictures of a woman that said, she says, I believe in the Second Amendment. And she had two boxes underneath it, armed. And the second one was victim. And she had checked armed.
I saw that.
Yeah, I put that on yesterday. The other one was, oh, these are white nationalists. Well, talk to all the African Americans that were there yesterday.
There were so many.
Yeah, and I put that photo up of a lot of African Americans. And there's a reason that they are really, really interested in the Second Amendment. And I'll roll back into that. And the third one was gays. Hey, gays believe in the Second Amendment, too. And so I put that up. So the Second Amendment is for everybody, regardless of race, gender, religion, any of these things. And the reason that that black Americans are really interested in this is because when the rules were put down after the Civil War and during all these times in our history, it was turbulent and treating African Americans horribly. They were also outlawed from owning guns and protecting themselves. So taking away the right of being able to arm yourself, protect yourself and your family resonates in the black community, as it does in the white community, in the gay community, in the transgender community, and whether you're a woman or a man, it resonates that you've got to be able to protect yourself. And here's the state of Virginia, the cradle of our independence, passing these laws. Now they did; they backed off on the assault weapon and all these other things, but they keep going in. Now, I'm not going to say all Democrats are like that. I'm sure there were Democrats there in the crowd yesterday or Monday. It's not all Democrats. One of my friends who's reminded me that he says, when you say Democrats, it's not all Democrats. And you're right, it's not. So I'll just say that the ones who are in power who are Democrats are taking away your rights. Look at California. And this rally of over 22, like I said, estimates go all the way up to 60,000 people that were there. The least was, in the 20s. were rallying for the rights guaranteed to them under the Constitution, the Second Amendment. I thought it was wonderful. Oh, and here's the other thing. No arrest. I'll take it back. There was one arrest because somebody was wearing a mask. And they were told, take the mask off or push it down around your face. They were warned like three times, and they were stupid enough to keep pulling the mask back up for some reason. And the police arrested that person. There were no fights, no intimidation. Talked about the cafes that people were coming in saying the nicest people. They cleaned up after themselves, and they left peacefully. Everything, all the new major news media stations were saying was going to happen. Nothing happened because that's the way they were going to do it. This was what they were pushing out there. By, you know, come armed, but come friendly. And that's what they did. Somebody said, you know what, seeing them dressed up as semi-Rambos was probably going to scare some people and say, oh, no, we'll see, this is just what we mean. My response to that was, well, okay, I understand what you're saying, but you come up dressed like this, and then there's no problems. People are friendly and all that, can act just as the opposite and say, well, you know what? Just because they're dressed and they're kind of scary looking, they're not. They're good people. You can look at it both ways, I guess. Okay, moving on. Okay, the pirate. We all know who the pirate is. If you don't know, this is a guy that was here in Reading, had been arrested. His first arrest many years ago, he's just kind of a normal-looking guy. But now he's got his face is totally tattooed. He changed his name legally to the pirate. He's been arrested for rape. He served time, and he was accused of rape of somebody that was not only physically disabled but mentally. And he ends up spending 3 to 4 years in jail. No, he was sentenced to 4 years. He spent a year. In Alaska, he was accused of holding somebody for 5 weeks, repeatedly raping them, beating them, all these things. And before it came to trial, the person died of natural causes, it said. So he's back here. Well, why is he back here? Well, because Reading's a nice place.
Is that what he said?
He said, well, Reading's a nice place.
Reading's a nice place.
I know people here.
Really?
Well, he was seen. I was talking to somebody that knows and said he was seen at the Chevron station across from Turtle Bay, from the school down there. Police know where he's at. I think they either talk to him daily or he comes up to them and talks to them daily. And there's no charges against him. There's nothing they can do. And yet it just kind of it's instilled a fear in people. Because here's this guy coming back with this history, and here he is, and there's no electronic collar on him or anything like this, but no charges. And so he can just wander the streets like he wants. We'll see what happens over the time. Is he a true predator, as he appears to be? He's just waiting. Or will somebody, will an agency get to him and convince him that it's probably not the best place to be, especially with the rains? And Reading may not be as friendly as he thinks. The city council voted to solicit bids for running our tourism market. As you know, the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association has been running it. And it's come up. Their contract's coming up in June 2020. And so the city council is looking at, well, do we want to continue on where we are? Do we need more of a say about what's happening? And then they said, well, you know what? We're going to put out a request for proposals from other companies. Now, I didn't like one of the comments I heard from, our mayor now, Adam McElvain. He says, I can't imagine anybody doing any better. Well, we don't know that. We don't know that until you see the request for proposals. I'm not saying they haven't been doing their job, but I would like to, I would think it's going to behoove us and the money that comes into this organization from our TOT, our taxes on beds in all of our hotels that supports us, that we find out where the money's going, which they've got a budget. It's transparent, of course. But is there other ideas out there, or better ideas, on how we can get the word out that Reading and Shasta County, because it's for all of Shasta County, is a great place to come and visit, and then maybe even live here? We have so many great things that are going on. So I think the city council did a right thing in going out for a request for proposal. And if the Shasta Wonderland is the best, well, then they'll get a new contract. But it's going to be different. It's going to be that the city council has more input into it. I think that we need to find out. We have to have some parameters to say, if we're spending this money, we can't just judge it on the amount of, I don't know how else to judge it, maybe, but this is what they're saying. We judge it on the amount of people that come in and stay here. If more people come in each year, it means it's working. If it drops, it means it's not working. You know, so it's going to be interesting. We'll have, we've had her on before, but we'll get the head of the Shasta Cascade Wonderland, Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association in here again and talk about what they do. You know, the fact, you know, I'm sure they're going to put in, be one of the ones that's competing for this job again, and what they do, how they do it, and their parameters for it. So that's going to come up in June. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, started just about the same time we did, 10 years ago. It's, you know, it's our firearms dealer of choice. He's got a huge selection of long guns and pistols, shotguns, all the accessories, the ammunition, and best of all, the customer service. Whether you're just beginning as a shooter or you're an experienced shooter or experienced with firearms, Bastiani is where you want to go for that customer service. You sit and talk with them. You can try out their guns. You can take a look at them, and they've got what the customer needs in stock and at very fair prices. Don't go to the big box stores. Go to our local experts here at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. What if you've got, an old gun and you're just wondering, is this something I should be shooting, or is this worth anything? Go on down and have them give you a value of that firearm, too. And a lot of times people will inherit firearms from their family, and you know they're not going to keep them all. So just go down to Bastiani. He'll tell you how much they're worth, and he'll even sell them for you. That's part of the deal. Okay, we'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 46 degrees out there, 7:46 in the morning.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Yeah. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment with one of the most sought-after comedians and actors in the industry, Joel McHale, live on stage at the Event Center.
I'm a half an hour into this interview. Then I realized what was going on. So I said, hey, Mr. Reporter Man, just for fun, say my first name out loud. And he goes, okay, Daniel.
Joel McHale, Saturday, January 18th. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Billy man, come on, 6 o'clock news, say somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had the answer for the wicked thing he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I don't know, I've always liked that song. Willie Nelson and who's that?
Toby Keith.
Yep. Welcome back. It's 7:52 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The 22nd of January, and the people over at Cornerstone Community Bank are bringing us this segment. Community-oriented, dedicated. Two branches right here in Reading at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue. The main branch is there. They also have another branch down there for our friends down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. They have one thing in mind, and that's for you to succeed. They want you to come in, find out how you can move your dreams forward. You'll learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Other things going on here, we talked about that, and about city council. Let's talk about the impeachment marathon that's going on. If you had a chance to watch this, I watched as much as I could take yesterday. And what's happening is the Democrats are introducing resolutions or amendments to it, saying, oh, we want to be able to subpoena this person. We want to bring in this person. And so they have like an hour to present this. And then the lawyers for President Trump come up and say why they're wrong. Why do you need witnesses if you said this was a slam dunk? If you said this was, he's so guilty, why do you want to keep on bringing in more witnesses for this? And so then they'd vote, and it would go along party lines, 53-47 each vote. But it got so, about midnight, or a little bit after midnight, it got a little cantankerous. So Chief Justice Roberts admonished both sides for a little more decorum here. Stop calling each other names And remember, this is, you know, this is an august body that you don't need to do these things. You don't need to call each other names. And you just aim and add at, of course, Nadler and a guy by the name of Sukal, who is Sekulow, I'm sorry, for the Council for the President, because, you know, they they were calling each other names. Which I find amusing that, you know, why not? I mean, we've been doing this now for years. So, Chief Justice Roberts looking a little bleary-eyed at that point. Well, the last one was they took the from McConnell. He said, here's the rules. They voted, passed. Are they going to have witnesses later on? They could, but just not up here front. You know, we're not going to have witnesses up front after you've just presented it to us and you've talked to all these witnesses. We're not going to bring any more when we first started. So they're going to have 3 days, 8 hours a day to present their case. And then the president's legal team will then be able to have the time to answer to these. There's a lot of different things going on this impeachment. And I find it interesting is that the questions that we have, like, does the president have to appear before the Senate? And the answer to that is no. He doesn't have to appear. What happens at the trial, and this is a trial, it has some similarities as a run-of-the-mill trial. House managers are going to act as a prosecution, presenting the case for impeachment to the senators, whose role is a combination of judge and jury. And we all know it's going to be like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and a few others. A team of lawyers for the president's defense includes White House counsel Pat Cipollone and Trump's personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, and former independent counsel Ken Starr. Chief Justice Roberts presides over the trial. After presiding over Clinton's impeachment, then Chief Justice William Rehnquist said, I took a leaf out of Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera, Ailethunt. I did nothing in particular and did it well. That's interesting. So they're going to let all this stuff come out. They're going to adopt a resolution establishing the specific timetable, which they did. And it looks like it's very close to what was happening at the Clinton trial. It's going to follow that. We'll vote on a motion to dismiss the impeachment if that motion fails, or whether additional witnesses or evidence should be considered at the end of this, at the end of the time when they bring out everything. During Johnson's impeachment trial, you know, Andrew Johnson back in 1860, they called a total of 41 witnesses. During the Clinton trial, 3 witnesses provided videotaped testimony. And McConnell and several other Republicans think that the Senate should rely on the transcripts and testimony of witnesses who appeared before the House, while Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and several other Democrats have demanded that witnesses be called to testify. What are the rules? They're not employing a specific standard of proof. During the 1986 impeachment trial, he made a motion of District Judge Henry Claiborne. He made a motion to designate beyond a reasonable doubt the standard in criminal trials as the standard of his trial. The question of a standard of evidence for each senator is to decide individually, and they voted 75-17 against establishing a mandatory standard. The rules of evidence used in criminal trials do not apply in an impeachment trial. The Senate's impeachment trial states that the Senate's presiding officer has the authority to rule on questions of evidence. Can senators be disqualified? This is my favorite one for showing bias. They've sworn an oath to do impartial justice. Dick Durbin argued that some senators have already failed to meet the independent and dignified standard the Constitution envisioned. And they've already been calls for the House managers to move to disqualify senators whose impartiality is in question. Well, but there's no basis in the Constitution, Senate rules, or history for such an attempt. The only qualification for participating in a Senate impeachment trial is to be a senator. While the trial is open, the deliberations after its conclusion will not be. They'll vote to come back in a public session to vote on each article of impeachment. Senate impeachment trial says that the Senate must vote on each article in its entirety, and the Constitution requires the vote of 2/3 of the senators present for conviction. Unless something dramatic, in my opinion, appears here, They haven't even reached the rules of the high crimes, treason, and egregious misdemeanors on this. They didn't even put that in there. They just said that his actions have been wrong. Abuse of power. Well, abuse of power, every president has probably abused their power. I mean, there's instance after instance. And to do this, let's think about this. The House of Representatives, the reason the Constitution says two-thirds and makes it like this, is keeps that having a political party like the Democrats have done run an impeachment process, and if they control the Senate, you know, to throw somebody out for, but it's got to be high crimes, treason, and major and high misdemeanors. I mean, it can't be just because you disagree with the way somebody's doing something that they're a jerk, they're an ass, you don't like what they tweet, and it's done so you can't overthrow the people of this country who voted that person in. This is why the bar is so high in an impeachment trial. Can the president be retried? He likely could be tried in the future, although neither the Constitution or Senate rules address this issue, and no precedent exists for it. A few legal scholars, such as former Obama administration official Neil Cato, have pointed out the Fifth Amendment double jeopardy clause does not apply to impeachment proceedings. And you've already heard him say, if this doesn't work, well, we've got more charges. We'll just bring it up again. I think, you better do it quick, because I think the people of this country are tired of this. Most people, a majority of the people in this country don't think they should have even been impeached, much less found guilty. So when the 2020 elections are coming up here, in November, there could be a switch totally. It's not hurting Trump's popularity. He's at the highest. He's just a point behind Obama was at this point, and like 2 points behind Reagan at this point in the presidencies. And think about this. I mean, you come in 2020 and the way the economy's going, more people working than ever before, more African Americans working, more owning businesses, women, everybody. And then say, well, this guy is not doing a good job. We need to impeach him again. Will the Senate conduct other business during the trial? Will it interfere with the Supreme Court's works? Senate committees may hold hearings in the morning of each trial day, but doing any business such as sending bills, nominations, or other matters to the full Senate will require the consent of all senators. The Senate impeachment rule provides that the chamber must suspend its legislative and executive business while the trial is underway. Now, how long will this trial last? Oh, I've already gone over. Hey, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after the news with Celestina Traver, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Throw something at me here, Sue. I was on a roll here. This is, there's a lot of good things right there that people needed to know. You know, the fact is, yeah, they can be another impeachment, but hey. All right, we'll be right back.
Product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's Riduzone.com.
The nation's drug addiction crisis is turning in a deadly new direction.
More Americans are now struggling with meth and cocaine. So the government will allow states to use federal money earmarked for the opioid crisis to help people addicted to those drugs as well. The change to a $1.5 billion opioid grants program was buried in a massive spending bill that Congress passed late last year. Lawmakers of both parties, as well as the Trump administration, backed the change. Though opioid overdoses kill more people nationally, meth is the deadliest drug in many states west of the Mississippi. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Germany say 187 pounds of World War II ammunition have been found on the site where Tesla plans to build its first European factory. A local newspaper quoted officials in Brandenburg as saying they estimate about 25 unexploded bombs could be found at the partially wooded site on the outskirts of Berlin. News and analysis at townhall.com. Despite a peaceful rally this week by tens of thousands of Second Amendment rights activists, Democrats are imposing gun control in Virginia.
Democrats in the Virginia Senate advanced legislation that would allow authorities to take guns away from people deemed dangerous to themselves or others. They gave preliminary approval for the so-called red flag law. The move comes a day after tens of thousands of gun rights activists rallied peacefully at the state capitol. The measure is set for a final vote in the Senate before going to the House. Republicans blasted the bill as an assault on gun rights and civil liberties. Keith Peters, Washington.
France's finance minister says his country will delay its tax on the digital business of big tech firms like Google and Facebook, and that the United States will hold off retaliatory sanctions. Bruno Le Maire spoke to reporters after a highly awaited meeting with his U.S. counterpart Steve Mnuchin that could avert a new trade skirmish between the United States and the European Union. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years. On the air, we are, 605-4567 is our phone number, and feel free to give us a call for our guest if you have a question for our guest. Today's the 22nd of January, 2020, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Sue, what's it look like for weather and road conditions?
Today in the North Valley, you can expect a chance of showers off and on throughout the day and a high of 53 and a low of 43 with mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high of 60. For tomorrow night, increasing clouds and a 50% chance of rain with a low of 47. For Friday, you can expect a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m., partly sunny throughout the day and high of 58. Rain likely for Friday night into Saturday and Sunday, a high of 58 for Saturday. Also 58 for Sunday, overnight lows dropping down in the 50s Saturday night and the 40s for Sunday night. It is currently mostly cloudy, raining very lightly, and you could run into a little fog if you are planning on traveling. If you're heading up in the higher elevations, always good to bring those chains. They do have snow plows out and about near Old Station. This is on 44. Also, if you're traveling this morning on 36, just be aware of that. You could slow down. If you are in Reading, we do have a couple of incidents. We do have a traffic collision at I-5 South at the Cypress Avenue off-ramp, backing up traffic. Also, we have a little bit of maintenance happening on Cascade Boulevard this morning. Between Reading and Anderson, traffic can be reduced at times because it's heavily traveled, and we do have the road open between Reading and the Oregon border, expected to slow down just north of Yreka. Now, Carl, back to you.
And the weather is brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney own this business, and they've done so much for our community. They support the veterans. They support One Safe Place. They support many, many different great things that are going on, and the car fire survivors, giving them a free propane tank, 121-gallon tank, while they rebuild, and then the propane at a very reduced cost. You can get all veterans and seniors get discounts at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. I'm here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Good morning.
Can I finish up my last thoughts on this last thing about the impeachment?
Yes, please.
Okay. So three of the major players in the Democrats in this upcoming election, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar, are all senators. They've got to sit in there for this whole proceeding. Now, this proceeding could be 3 weeks, somewhat like the Clintons. If they start calling witnesses in, then you have to call witnesses to verify what the other witnesses are saying. And then this thing could go on for like 2 months, 3 months. And during this time, really the Senate process slows down extremely or stops totally. Well, every day that Bernie, Liz, and Amy are not on the trail allows Mayor Pete and Biden to be – Joe Biden to be on the election trail, meeting people, building support, and the Iowa caucuses are only going to be in a couple weeks. So theoretically, this is the last time except for Sundays. I think they get Sundays off. this is the last time that they're going to be on the campaign trail before the Iowa caucuses was when this thing started, the impeachment trial started. So I can imagine that they're saying, let's just get this thing over with. Well, maybe, maybe not. Joe Biden thinks it's a great idea. He'd probably like it to last for 6 months so that he can get the Democrat nomination for the presidency, to run for president. It's interesting. The Democrats are wanting a certain thing, but it looks like they couldn't. They were afraid about Bernie. And I just, you know what, okay, I don't want to be in this conspiracy thing, but the Democratic Party thinks that Bernie, you know, I'm just saying, if they think Bernie and Elizabeth are too far left and that Trump will just trounce them. And Joe Biden's more the center road. He's got the well, the mistakes he makes and his age and all these things. He's still that kind of a centrist, more of a centrist. So they planned this so it came out now, hoping that it would last for a couple months to take Bernie in a little race. What do you think? Is that being too conspiracy?
I don't think so.
You know,
I think
never
you're probably right on.
I do.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting. I've got all types of theories about things.
Well, what about Hillary Clinton now saying, oh, I think Bernie's a great choice?
Well, no, she said earlier that she didn't. She said nobody likes Bernie. Okay, enough of that. Let's get to important things. Let's get to things like about our veterans. Once a month or every so often we have Celestina in here. One, you know, we both get on the same page, and now yes. your admin down there is, you know, is reminding me.
Yes.
And I'm reminding them. So.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to 2020.
Well, let me just say right out here in front, thank you for everything you do for our veterans.
Thank you.
I'm totally sold on Celestina Traver.
They're totally worth it.
Okay, what's going to be happening in 2020 for our veterans, good and bad? I mean, I know that they change the rules all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, you send your people to school all the time, and they change the rules. They change, send people back to make sure they're up in the latest. But yeah. You all are constant in an education process.
Constantly.
To be able to support veterans.
Actually, our office will be only open on the week, February 24th, the week of the February 24th, to foot traffic because we are all going to Sacramento. I have 3 new vet reps that are going to take their accreditation training, and that's mandatory in order to get credited so they can do claims. And then Troy and I are going to do our CEUs. We have to do it 3 times a year.
What are CEUs?
We have to go to school for a week and learn all the laws and everything Trump's passing, and we have to implement it, and we have to learn about all the VA do's and don'ts, and CalVet rules and county rules and CDVA rules. We have a lot of rules to live by.
But you've got, finally, every office is filled with somebody.
Every office. I am so excited. We actually hired Nora, and Nora is part-time. My dream is to put her full-time for the next fiscal year, so I'm hoping that will happen. And she is our part-time, but she also is our outreach lady. She helps file claim in the office for non-service connected pensions, but she's the one that's going to our district attorney veteran fraud fair, where she's going to be out at the schools. She's going to be out at the assisted livings, helping the veterans that we can't get to. So I've always had this dream of going out, getting someone to go out to our veterans that can't come in and see us.
You talk about places like Bernie and stuff like that. Yeah. Will she be traveling out there so that people are having problems that she, you know, you announce it and there she is at some place and people can come in and see her then?
Yes.
That's
great. As soon as she gets her accreditation, she will be going to Bernie. We have 22 zip codes in Shasta County that we're
supporting.
Responsible for
reaching.
So we haven't had that chance. We've kind of stayed in Redding and close to Redding, Anderson. And
that's the majority of the population is
correct
in that area, but still you've been talking about this since you took over. I need to get out there to Bernie, but I just don't have the personnel, and now it looks like you do.
Mm-hmm. And Shingletown. I really want to go to Shingletown. And wouldn't it be nice to go to Anderson and Cottonwood, because that's kind of far. So those are our areas, and I'm really Fall River Mills. Yes, yeah, absolutely, there. Absolutely.
Because we got a big veterans population around here, and
we do,
and their families, mm-hmm. and a lot of the families rate some of the benefits that the veterans have, you know, to help take care of them and everything. I ask people when they come in and they need help. First thing I ask them, you know, oh gosh, you know, we're trying to make sure mom and dad are okay, blah blah. I said, first thing I ask is, were they a veteran? And, oh, yeah. Were they a veteran during wartime? Well, of course, they don't know. Then you explain to them the DD-214. And, you know, you see a blank look in their eyes. But after you explain it to them, and I said, look, if you got a question, you need to get one of these. Go on down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office and talk to one of them. They're going to help you with this.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. And speaking of veterans, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Worsen is a veteran, man of integrity, and a man that knows what he's doing when it comes to windshield repair, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Worsen can help you with this. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to fix your windshield. He's going to guarantee it for life. You're not going to be disappointed. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 12 years ago. You still can't see it. What can I say? Except that he does, you know, impeccable work. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Have him look at your windshield. Or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
We're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and away from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you have a question for Celestina Traver, our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, today on the 22nd of January, 8:19 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading and the best place in the world to buy those baubles or jewelry that can save you, or it's perfect for wedding anniversaries, birthdays, or just being a nice guy. Four Winds Jewelry. We're here again with Celestina Traver. We were talking during the break how cold it is in Florida.
Yes.
That they've shut down the water parks.
Yes, at Disney World.
At Disney World. But there's something else, too. Iguanas. Florida has an iguana problem. They have no natural enemies. They've taken over many areas. They eat the birds' eggs. They're very, very destructive to the natural environment. This cold weather, be prepared to watch iguanas falling from the trees because they're cold-blooded. Can you imagine you're out there in the yard and all of a sudden you get rained on by like six iguanas and they're laying there, but it doesn't kill them. Doesn't kill them.
It just stuns them. Wow.
And there's such a problem, the Fish and Game Department down there has issued ways of killing these because they have taken over. They're destroying the net, you know, the birds mm-hmm. and, you know, the fauna down there that are natural to Florida.
Wow.
You know, they're a species that people just turn them loose and they don't have enemies except the cold, it looks like. Okay, so you know, your office, going back to your office
our
here.
Office.
We're filled up now. All the offices are filled.
They are.
People still, unfortunately, because you don't work on appointments.
Correct.
It's
walk
when
in.
You come in, and mm-hmm. in the times I've walked in, and there's always a number of people there. But if you're not seen, doesn't you know that day, and that happens occasionally.
Occasionally, yes.
What happens then?
We ask you if you come back in the morning and we're at full capacity, because my vet reps can only see so many people in a morning.
Right.
We ask you to come back same day, afternoon. And then if, again, in the afternoon, we ask you to come back the next morning and we'll get you seen.
Do you kind of like, if they've been there all day, do you kind of like bump them to the front of the line or something like that? Or
no, but we do ask them to come early. We do recognize them because
yeah, sure.
It's still first come, first serve.
Yeah, you got to be like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We can't make provisions or everybody would be wanting to be front. But we do get them seen. On top of it, we have my vet reps. I have my vet reps call them same day from 4 to 5 to check in on them. So we don't just turn them away. We actually connect
with them. You have the information.
Them.
Okay.
Yes.
So you talk to them then in case there's an emergency or something like that.
Correct.
That's great.
And we see what they need. And sometimes we can help them over the phone, and then they don't have to come back necessarily because they just want some information about, you know, their Champ VA or their status or whatever, but we help them over the phone. We help them via email as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
now you're doing you're in the middle of an audit.
I
didn't even realize you guys got audited, but I guess you should because there's a lot of money flowing through there.
Yeah, every 6 months I get audited from CalVet.
Right.
And we are just now finishing up our audit, and we've pulled over $2 million in the last 6 months coming into our veterans' pocket.
Explain that to people. When we say over $2 million has flowed in through the office here, you're not talking about people like me with retired pay.
Correct.
That doesn't count because I'm a retired military, and I get my retirement from the course of government. You're talking about me from injuries I've received.
Yes. So to put it in perspective, $2 million, let's say you come in for an increase because you're hearing loss or your knee's getting worse or your back,
mm-hmm.
and we get you an extra $400 to $1,200 a month. That's one person.
This is a benefit, by the way, that you've earned.
Correct.
Most of us, after it didn't even have to be extended times in the military, your hearing can be just shot.
Yes.
If you're in a firefight, you know, three or four firefights, your hearing is going to be suffering.
Absolutely.
Anything around explosions, big
IEDs.
Explosions, IEDs, firing, the artillery going off, all these things. So, and it doesn't get any better.
Right.
So you go back, like you told me, you know, Carl, it's been 10 years. You ought to come back in and get checked here. Mm-hmm. Went back in, you know, because I have tendonitis, and it's gotten so, you know, it's gotten to the point where I receive, you know, a disability pay on that. Well, I've tried to ignore it, but I couldn't anymore.
I think Linda helped.
I think Linda helped a lot on that one. I don't, you know, but okay, so that money comes, flows back through, and you
into
figure how
pocket.
Many, you know, many people, yeah, mm-hmm. it comes back into me. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, and it's kind of a convoluted way of how it happens, but you all understand it. But that's $2 million in 6 months
yes.
that has flowed into our county to help our, one, it's to help our veterans, but it indeed helps our county
yes.
because you spend the money here.
They do, especially our elderly. They spend it at the local stores and the
sure.
local businesses, which helps our economy here in Shasta County.
Because you figure every one of those dollars, I think when they say it rotates three times
yeah.
or four times, something like that. So yeah. that $2 million really is $8
million. Correct.
$6 to $8 million that and it flows through our economy, through our businesses who then buy from other local businesses, and that's for, you know, you hopefully that
yes.
happens. Okay.
Yes. So it's amazing.
$2 million already.
$2 million.
And that's $500,000 more than
last year.
At this same time.
Yes. Yes. So we're doing good. We're winning cases, which is good. We're winning more than we are losing.
Well, you know what? The having gone through and helped other people with this and being with you and your other people there, it's very thorough. They fill out everything, get all the paperwork done, and getting the paperwork done correctly is the big thing.
It is the big thing, yes. So we ask for everything up front because we like a fully developed claim. Fully developed claim gets done within a year. Our average is 148 days in our office now. And but if you submit the paperwork on your own without evidence, then you're looking at a couple of years, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, because they'll come back and they'll want something else. And I've,
right.
I've gone through this with conservatorship in the courts because there's always something missing. So you have to come back 2 weeks later. So if you magnify that. Now, 148 days is way too long.
It is.
But that's because it goes up to the next level and then the next level after that, probably.
Yes.
So if there were more people there, we could get this down to less time.
Yes. They have to look at the evidence. They have to request CMP exams. They have to weigh the evidence. It goes through three different supervisors looking at it, and then they go to a rating specialist and then adjudicate it completely. And so it takes some time. So, but 148 days is a lot better than when I first started back in 2010, where claims were taking 3 to 5 years and appeals 11 plus years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it was
so
terrible.
It was way better.
It was terrible.
People were
dying.
Yeah.
People were dying while they were waiting for help.
Yes.
And this was, it was well documented, but then, and people were fired, people were moved. They were finding literally piles of, literally stacks, I shouldn't say piles, but stacks of records that were hidden in closets.
Janitor closets. Yes.
And, I mean, it's, what's Trump done? Let me just ask this. I mean, Obama reached out, and he was trying to help. What's Trump done? Has he continued on with that, has he?
Trump has reinvented the system. He has revamped it, and that's what we have, we saw the ramp process. And that's why we only have 148-day claims and under a one-year claim. Actually, Trump is passing so many veteran bills and giving them so many benefits that we almost can't keep up with him. He's given more benefits during his, three years than I've seen in the last 10, 20.
Okay.
So he's, every time there's a bill that comes across and he signs it and he really is pushing, he pushes veteran benefits all the time.
Well, the newest one, or not the newest one, but the revamping of this of Veterans Choice,
yes.
Has opened up this, you know, like Shasta Regional Medical Center,
yes,
is now you can go there if you can't be seen. If you have specialists there that can see you, I saw Dr. Khan here in town. All this was didn't cost me anything because they wanted to do – it was 10 years and they wanted to do a stress test. So I literally got my choice of who I wanted to go see, and I know Dr. Khan. But this is the kind of things that is happening to help our veterans.
Absolutely.
Here, you don't have to take the 3 hours down to Davis or other places.
Yeah.
You can be seen right here in our town by very accomplished physicians and specialists.
Absolutely.
And this came under Trump.
It did. It's the Mission Act. And he created it, and, well, other people created it, but he pushed it, and it went through, and it was passed. And okay. I really, really do appreciate him.
Okay, we've got to take a break. I've got a question coming in here. I'll tell you the question during the break, so give you, give you a chance to think about it. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. And here's somebody else. By the way, we're talking about people that help veterans, and Celestine, of course, but there's businesses that also help.
Oh, yeah.
And Home Helpers is one of those.
Yes,
Sharon Clark, one of the first things she finds out is if the clients or potential clients are veterans. And if they are, she'll ask a few questions, and then she in turn calls your office and says, here's somebody we're helping. But, they're a veteran, and I think that they rate some, maybe aid and attendance or something like that.
Yeah.
And Sharon Clark's got a big, 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 big heart for veterans here.
She really does.
Licensed, all of her caregivers are licensed by the state. They've all passed the checks, DMV screening, drug testing, all this. She'll do a complimentary in-home consultation for you, whether it's, if you need help for a day a week or 7 days a week, she's there for you. Give her a call at 226-8350 at Home Helpers, or learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver. It's 8:30 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. Looks like we could get some rain kind of like sprinkling on us all day. We'll be right back.
We're in the process of updating our equipment here at KCNR. Now, if you hear a little extra static or perhaps a little silence between commercials, we're aware and appreciate your patience as we address these issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to help make your property your own. The Kubota BX80 series gets any job done right. Dig, mow, haul, and maneuver with ease. Get a BX80 tractor for zero down and 0% APR financing for 60 months. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system
and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
When you have such luck, I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And I'm all shook up. I get all shook up about things that are happening. I like the one about the iguanas.
That is funny.
Can you imagine going out into your yard in Florida and you're standing there kind of, it's cold and all that. Go, wow, look at us. We have cold and you get hit in the head by an iguana falling out of your tree.
That's awful.
You know, I mean, kind of, that really, it's kind of funny, really. 8:35 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. It looks like we could have rain today, you know, off and on, and then tomorrow rain. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Orchard Nutrition is bringing us this segment of the show. Orchard Nutrition, been there 82. Their staff is so well trained. You go in there, and if you've got a question, there's somebody there that can answer the question, whether it's groceries, vitamins or supplements, protein drinks, anything. And everything there is 100% certified organic. Everything from vitamins to the tomatoes you buy, to the stuff in the deli. And you can order deli online and just come in and pick it up. Best in the North State 13 years in a row is Orchard Nutrition, and it's locally owned, locally operated. Before you think about going into other places, think about this. They've been around since 1982 helping people, and that's what their basis is on. It was started because they wanted to start a store because Joe, you know, was eating a specific diet because he was fighting cancer, and he's now cancer-free. So Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Celestina Travers here with me, and we're talking about things going on at the office. I'm just getting question after question from this one person, and I don't think we can get to all of them, but one of them was, you're helping so many people, you should have a larger office, more people, but you're making some changes right now.
I am, and we're actually meeting the needs at this time now that I have 4 VSRs on and seeing clients. So, and I also see clients as well. And so we are meeting the needs of our of the veterans coming in at this time. And our office, we're staying where we are because I'm having a new conference room built. And we're excited because it's going to be a conference and training room. So I have another vision. I have all these visions, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk about them out loud too much. I have visions now and then. Okay. Yeah.
So my vision is to have our different, let's say Sharon with Home Helpers, come mm-hmm. in and have a conference room to where she can do a little talk to my vet reps and train them on what she does in the community. So the community resources like VRC and different places come in and talk to my vet reps.
And
so
VRC is Veterans Resource Center, which yes. finds housing for our homeless veterans.
Yes.
And helps them make that step back into becoming a full member of society.
Yep. So I would like to, instead of just saying, oh, you need to go here, we start doing a warm handoff so that we know exactly every resource out there and that we've met with them and we know exactly their criteria so we don't run them in circles. That's what I don't want. I don't want to send a veteran off and then he doesn't qualify. And then he's like, well, that was no good. And you just sent me over here and it was worthless. We want to do something better. We want to take the next step, next level for our veterans.
Okay. You're going to be closed the week of February 24th.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You'll be open for some things.
Some things, like bus passes and income verifications and general questions, but not claims.
How'd the bus passes thing go?
Bus passes, it went amazing. We have twice the amount of bus passes we did the following year.
The previous year.
The previous, yes.
Now, what about, okay, how do you get a bus pass? How do you get a bus pass and what is it?
A bus pass is free. You come into our office with your DD-214 or your discharge papers. And then you get a bus pass. You cannot bring in a medical card or anything. Now, if you are already our client and we have a DD-214 on file, voila.
And this is, and it gives you 10 rides on this card. And this is for people that, maybe aren't driving or don't want to drive.
Yeah.
And it's free for our veterans.
It's not just for homeless or people who do not have vehicles.
Right.
It's for the elderly that no longer can see or don't feel safe driving.
Yeah.
So that they can go to the Sundial Bridge or they can go on a, bus goes everywhere.
It goes everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you can get the smaller bus, too.
Yes. Yes,
that's the other thing. You can call them and they'll come pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. What is chapter, this is a question that came in, it's about chapter 61 veterans. What do you do for medically retired chapter 61 veterans? And those are people that didn't do a whole 20 years. They were medically retired. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we have this bill and that's pending.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is our veterans that wanted to retire and they have 15, 16, 17 years in and they get medically retired because, let's say, they got hit by an IED or they got sick from the burn pits and the military said, we're going to military retire you. Medically retire you. And you no longer can get to your 20 years. Well, they can't receive both the retirement and VA.
Okay.
So they, a lot of veterans out there are trying to get it so where it wasn't their choice whether they were medically retired. So they would like to have the retirement and the VA pay at the same time and draw both, and they can't.
All right. I don't want to get too far in the weeds with everything here because we've got a lot of, wave tops here we want to talk about. You have a newsletter that comes out every quarter.
We do.
And I just got mine.
Yeah. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it. Yeah. There's new people in it. There's all the things that are going on that you can think of is to put in this newsletter and give questions and give points of contact. It's like several pages.
It is. I'm a little wordy. I think it's getting bigger. But it has a... I'd like to build my event page, so I'd like to invite any organization, veteran organization, to call our office and let us know about an event that's happening. And so we do it quarterly, so January, February, March, the newsletter's already out. But if you have something April, May, and June that you'd like to publish, this goes out to hundreds of people. And if you'd like to be on our email list, please call our office as well and talk to Amy.
And that number is?
It is 530-225-5616 and press number 2.
Okay, what are backpacks that you're doing?
Oh, my goodness. So we have this wonderful lady that her and her son usually brings in bags for homeless. Well, this year she brought in 86 backpacks. They're a mid-sized backpack. They're not the big, big ones, but they're not really the small ones either. But they're filled with t-shirts and socks, warm socks and snacks and books and anything you could think of.
So for people that are, that need some help there.
That need help.
For our veterans.
Yeah, you don't have to just be homeless. You could be on a limited income. Come on in and get a backpack. We have plenty.
Can you get more than one bus pass per month?
We give only one bus pass per month.
Okay.
Yeah, so that they last. So we hold. We only get so many per year, so we only give out one per month.
Okay. But you can get 12 then. If you're a veteran and yeah. you've got them, you can come back in next month and get it.
Absolutely.
Okay. I talked about the Blue Water Navy.
Yes.
And about they now are being covered under the Agent Orange.
Yes, they are. Yes.
And but they have to file paperwork.
They do. They need to come into our office. We have the new ship list. It's like 43 pages long. And, yes, and we want to match your ship that you are on with the ship list. If it's on there and you have a presumptive illness, because you can't just file without a presumptive illness, you have to match that and bring medical documentation showing that you have that presumptive illness. Come on in.
Of course, we're talking about, we got to take a break here, but we're talking about Agent Orange in this case.
Yes.
Where you were off the coast, but you never set foot in Vietnam, but you've gotten planes coming back in, helicopters coming back in,
yes.
the water that they were, because they make their own water.
Yeah.
And so that they have these things happening, that they're having the same Agent Orange results as people in country.
Yeah, like diabetes and prostate cancer and all kinds of cancers.
Different cancers.
Yes.
And they, for a long time, the government refused to say, hey, no, you weren't even in country. But now, after more evidence has come up, they've said, okay.
Yes, 12 miles out, actually. It's quite a ways. And what happened was the ship filters didn't filter out the Agent Orange, so they showered in it, dunked their potatoes in it, brushed their teeth with it. Yes,
drank the water.
Everything. So they are actually as sick as if another person was on boots on the ground.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office is with us, 8:45 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Give them a call for an appointment today at 244-9478. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy? Therapy and laughter. We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the look in. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM. 46 degrees out there, and we're going to have rain off and off today. Tomorrow will be rainy. The weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. 46, like I said, 8:50 in the morning. And there's going to be a Fight for Liberty Town Hall Saturday, February 15th at 4 p.m. at the Anderson Veterans Hall, free admission. Doors open at 3 p.m., State of Jefferson, Second Amendment, and Citizens for Fair Representation. Speakers will be Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and Dr. Paul DeNuca there for the Fight for Liberty Town Hall. I don't know if we'll get 22,000 people there, but you know, if you want to find out what the what's going on in those events, and to listen to two people that are running, one for supervisor, Patrick Jones, and one running for the assembly, Dr. Paul DeNuca, might be a good chance to do it. Free. On the 15th of February, Saturday at Anderson's Veterans Hall. Okay, we're here with Celestina Traver. I got two quick things, and I want to get into the last part. Commissary, BX, MWR privileges for military bases are expanded to the Military Order of the Purple Heart veterans with service-connected disability and post 9/11 caregivers.
Yes, this is brand new.
Okay.
So it used to be you could only get on a military base if you're 100% service connected and permanent in total.
Okay.
And now they actually have expanded all the privileges to if you're a service connected disability, any percentage. And also they have added caregivers for post 9/11 veterans that are disabled. They can actually get on base as well. You'll have to go down to make an appointment with the base and go down there and go through the process of getting a military ID card, but it is easy.
So if you're taking care of a veteran?
Yes. Well, if you have been approved for your post 9/11 caregiver.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really good.
And property tax discount at the Shasta County Assessor's Office only if you are 100% service-connected disabled.
Correct.
And you fill out a piece of paper there.
You do. It's really simple. But I do want to remind everybody, since it's January 2020, and that don't forget to go down to your assessor's office and apply for your property tax discount. It's not an exemption. It is a discount. It is based on the cost of your house and your income. So please go down and check it out. It is worth your while.
And you got to be 100% service disabled, though.
And permanent in total, yes.
And permanent in total.
Correct.
Okay. Women's veterans have so many now.
Yes.
So some things are going on.
We have about 544 women veterans in Shasta County, and we have really not done a lot for them. And I'm hosting, our office is hosting, especially women's veterans event and their families barbecue. We would like to have it at Anderson River Park. We've reached out to Anderson River Park, and we're waiting for an answer to see how much it's going to cost. We're excited because Lindsay Sin, the Deputy Secretary of Women's Veterans Affairs, Mather, and Cindy from CalVet, they're all on my board, and we're going to make this happen. We actually are going to raffle off a car. Wow. We already have it. It's in place. I know.
New car?
This is big. I'm not sure if it's new or pre-owned, but it's a car, and it's free.
And it's free.
And it's for a women veteran. When they come to our barbecue, they get a ticket, and they get to be put in for that.
Oh, okay. So yes. It's free.
It's free.
I mean, it's been provided. I mean, it's free to them.
Yes.
But, okay, so... But it's going to be a way for them to get around.
It is. It is. It's exciting. So I would like to invite, I'm looking for organizations, veteran organizations, or organizations that would help our women veterans or could provide a service to have a booth there. But there's one catch. It's a carnival for families and children. So if you provide a booth, I'd like you to provide a game or a space for drawing or face painting or something and provide an event of sorts.
And when's this going to be?
In June.
In June.
It's
okay,
coming up.
Got to start talking now.
Yeah.
Start getting this in here. So one woman veteran is going to walk out of there with a car.
Yes, a new car. Well, not technically new, but it's been donated and uh-huh. It's done. Yes.
And it works in all these
things.
It
works.
That's great.
Yes.
Wow.
Provided by CalVet. Thank you very much for great. Them.
Is it easier working with CalVet now?
It is. Yes, it is. I actually put out an email out there, and they responded.
Uh-huh.
They responded immediately. And then Mather, I asked the VA clinic, and Mather stepped up and decided to help us as well. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's growing.
When you ask, sometimes it comes through.
Yes.
I always thought of the one that monitor that makes all the decisions on where you're going. Mm-hmm. It's like a fairy godmother. You know, they're asleep most of the time,
mm-hmm.
And then every so often they wake up and your name comes by and they pick it for a really great duty station or a great assignment. But it's kind of like that. So when you're calling down, you know, when you're going down there and you're asking for stuff, you know, you've gotten used to, oh, no, we don't do it like that, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we can help.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. Imagine that.
Yeah.
What do you tell veterans, okay, the first time a veteran shows up at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, what should they have?
They should have their DD-214 or their discharge papers in their hand. So we can get them into the computer system, scan in their DD-214, and certify it.
Okay, over the years, they've lost their DD-214. What do you tell them?
Oh, my office assistants up front help them fill out an SF-180, and we order it immediately. When it comes in, they bring it back, and they're
now, this will not be sent to you online. It will be mailed to you.
Correct.
So that you'll have it in your hot little hand, and it's always good to make a couple copies
of
it to have around. I've got several 214s, you know, from when I was enlisted and discharged, and then when I was retired the first time, and I came back, and I've got like three of them. So you only need one.
You just need one. We prefer the member 4 because it has all your information on it. And we actually have a certifying stamp. We stamp it, and we'll give you a copy of that, and it's certified.
I hear things from people that are saying that I was in Vietnam, but I was in a unit that wasn't it was early on in Vietnam, but I was in a unit that wasn't recognized, or, you know, it's not on my 214. Have you run into those before?
We do. We really do. Yes.
And is that true then?
Yes. It is true. It can be. I mean, you have to do a lot of research. And we send off to information to the Department of the Army, Air Force, and the Marine Corps to gather information. Sometimes on the website, they will have that unit will have names and yearbooks mm-hmm. with people in it that you can verify as well.
How about people that were on ASA working with the Air Force, and they were there, but, you know, they don't list all the flight crews?
No, they don't.
So
we send off for it.
Okay. What about Okay. Because there's a variety of different ways of finding out.
There is.
You know, that you can say you were there through. It may not be anything even official, but it comes up as official then.
Yes. We ask them if they need to verify something, especially if they're on a ship, to go ahead and order the ship logs. But the really, you have to know within a month of when you were there, or what mm-hmm. month you want to pull and what year you want to pull, because they the ship logs can get expensive, and they will not pull a variety of months, because each ship log per month is pages and pages long.
Okay. Well, we've about run out of time. How
All
do
right.
people get a hold of you? Where are you at? And
Well, thank you for your time.
Oh, no. You know, Celestina, thank you so much for what you and your happy group of merry people down there do for all the veterans here
for
our county, first of all. And if you don't realize it, you need to stop by there if you're a veteran just to kind of get an idea of what's happening down there.
And we're at 1855 Shasta Street in Reading.
Uh-huh.
And our phone number is 530-225-5616 and press 2.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Celestina.
Thank you.
And hey, tomorrow, Curtis Byron, who is running for supervisor in the 4th District, will be on to talk about why what he's planning on doing and why you should vote for him. We'll see you tomorrow, Thursday, Trish Clark and I. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Pastor Regional Medical Center.